The young man, whose name was Robert Jordan, was extremely hungry, and he was worried. He was often hungry, but he was not usually worried because he did not give any importance to what happened to himself, and he knew from experience how simple it was to move behind the enemy lines in all this country. It was as simple to move behind them as it was to cross through them if you had a good guide. It was only giving importance to what happened to you if you were caught that made it difficult. That and deciding whom to trust. You had to trust the people you worked with completely, or not at all, and you had to make decisions about the trusting. He was not worried about any of that. But there were other things. This Anselmo had been a good guide, and he could travel wonderfully in the mountains. Robert Jordan could walk well enough himself, and he knew from following him since before daylight that the old man could walk him to death. Robert Jordan trusted the man, Anselmo, so far, in everything except judgment. He had not yet had an opportunity to test his judgment, and anyway the judgment was his own responsibility. No, he did not worry about Anselmo, and the problem of the bridge was no more difficult than many other problems. He knew how to blow any sort of bridge that you could name, and he had blown them of all sizes and constructions. There was enough explosive and all equipment in the two packs to blow this bridge properly, even if it were twice as big as Anselmo reported it, as he remembered it when he had walked over it on his way to La Granja on a walking trip in 1933, and as Goltz had read him the description of it night before last in that upstairs room in the house outside of the Escorial. "To blow the bridge is nothing," Goltz had said, the lamplight on his scarred, shaved head, pointing with a pencil on the big map. "You understand?" "Yes, I understand." "Absolutely nothing. Merely to blow the bridge is a failure." "Yes, Comrade General." "To blow the bridge at a stated hour based on the time set for the attack is how it should be done. You see that naturally. That is your right and how it should be done." Goltz looked at the pencil, then tapped his teeth with it. Robert Jordan had said nothing. "You understand that is your right and how it should be done," Goltz went on, looking at him and nodding his head. He tapped on the map now with the pencil. "That is how I should do it. That is what we cannot have." "Why, Comrade General?"
"Why?" Gold said angrily. "How many attacks have you seen, and you ask me why? What is to guarantee that my orders are not changed? What is to guarantee that the attack is not annulled? What is to guarantee that the attack is not postponed? What is to guarantee that it starts within 6 hours of when it should start? Has any attack ever been as it should?"
"It will start on time if it is your attack," Robert Jordan said.
"They are never my attacks," Gold said. "I make them, but they are not mine. The artillery is not mine. I must put in for it. I have never been given what I ask for, even when they have it to give. That is the least of it. There are other things. You know how those people are. It's not necessary to go into all of it. Always there is something. Always someone will interfere. So now be sure you understand."
"So when is the bridge to be blown?" Robert Jordan had asked.
"After the attack starts. As soon as the attack has started, and not before. So that no reinforcements will come up over that road." He pointed with his pencil. "I must know that nothing will come up over that road."
"And when is the attack?"
"I will tell you. But you are to use the date and hour only as an indication of a probability. You must be ready for that time. You will blow the bridge after the attack has started, you see?" He indicated with the pencil. "That is the only road on which they can bring up reinforcements. That is the only road on which they can get up tanks or artillery, or even move a truck toward the pass which I attack. I must know that bridge is gone. Not before, so it can be repaired if the attack is postponed. No. It must go when the attack starts, and I must know it is gone. There are only two sentries. The man who will go with you has just come from there. He is a very reliable man, they say. You will see. He has people in the mountains. Get as many men as you need. Use as few as possible, but use enough. I do not have to tell you these things."
"And how do I determine that the attack has started?"
"It is to be made with a full division. There will be an aerial bombardment as preparation. You are not deaf, are you?"
"Then I may take it that when the planes unload, the attack has started?"
"You could not always take it like that," Gold said, and shook his head. "But in this case, you may. It is my attack."
"I understand it," Robert Jordan had said. "I do not say I like it very much."
"Neither do I like it very much. If you do not want to undertake it, say so now. If you think you cannot do it, say so now.
I will do it, Robert Jordan had said. I will do it all right. That is all I have to know, Gold said. That nothing comes up over that bridge. That is absolute.
I understand. I do not like to ask people to do such things, and in such a way, Goltz went on. I could not order you to do it. I understand what you may be forced to do through my putting such conditions. I explain very carefully so that you understand, and that you understand all of the possible difficulties and the importance.